This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Afghanistan is preparing for elections despite a lack of security. Just yesterday, a bomb exploded at a mosque where people were registering to vote. Two people were killed, and it was not the first attack on prospective voters. But an estimated 70% of voters are now registered, and the presidential voting is set for October. Miranda Kennedy reports from Kabul.
In recent weeks, there's been a wave of attacks against civilians and election officials in the run-up to Afghanistan's October vote. Nevertheless, most people working on the country's first-ever full-fledged democratic election are cautiously optimistic.
We hope for the best.
Manuel de Almeida is spokesman for the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan.
Nothing that's happening in Afghanistan at this point is perfect. I think we have all to be very realistic. A lot has happened. A lot is quite positive. But you have years and years and years of neglect, of destruction, and very traditional patterns of behavior to be overcome. We are talking about the work for generations.
Still, many Afghans see the upcoming elections as tangible evidence of change after a quarter century of war. A recent public opinion survey by the Washington, D.C.-based Asia Foundation found that 64% of Afghans think the country is heading in the right direction. 77% said they thought the elections would make a difference. There's evidence of that in the offices of the Afghan Mother Organization, which works with underprivileged women. The line of women waiting to stamp their thumbprint on their voter cards stretches out the door. Zora, a weathered mother of three children, has just returned from Pakistan, where she had lived as a refugee for more than 20 years.
I want to vote because it will help my country. We have a bad life now. We live in tents. Still, I would rather live in bad conditions in my own country than in Pakistan. I hope that voting will improve things here.
Nationwide, almost 40% of the 7 million voters registered so far are women, which is significant in a country where women have had so few opportunities to participate in public life. But some worry that the Afghan government's emphasis on elections has raised expectations too high among Afghanistan's mostly rural and illiterate voters. Sally Austin is Assistant Afghanistan Director for the UK-based group CARE International.
I know there's a poster in north of Kabul which implies if the election happens, then we'll have no more drugs being grown in the country, everyone will be in school, there'll be bridges everywhere, and we are concerned that perhaps the voter education is not realistic enough. Of course, there's so much still to be done in this country.
The cynical side of electoral politics is also on view in Afghanistan. There are widespread reports of voters registering multiple times in order to sell copies of their registration cards to presidential candidates who need 10,000 copies of voter cards in order to nominate themselves. The Joint Electoral Management Body admits registering more than once is a problem, but says indelible ink marks on the fingers of voters will prevent multiple voting on election day. More than a dozen Afghans have already declared themselves candidates against the country's popular and U.S.-backed current president, Hamid Karzai. Haji Mohammed Mohakek is one of them, but he believes the presidential election should be pushed back another 2 years.
I don't think that the atmosphere is appropriate enough to hold elections. The international political analysts say that they're in a hurry because of the elections in America. But I think it should be postponed because we have not managed to collect weapons yet. We have not managed to ensure overall security in the country. And we haven't had success with the census.
There are other critics who say that in current conditions, Afghanistan's elections cannot possibly be free, fair, and transparent. Regional warlords and Taliban militants still wield a great deal of influence in some provinces, and nationwide, security has deteriorated in recent months. But in the face of these threats, voters are still coming out to register. According to the Asia Foundation survey, 91% of Afghans want to participate in the upcoming vote. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Kabul.